I was kind of half joking as Sammy Morris came over, and not really a joke, Mr. Fourth Down all of a sudden. Back-to-back weeks, gee, no pressure or anything. Of course, at least this one, you were inside the five.
Yeah.
The last one, it was you're back on your own 24. This one was a little less pressure, maybe.
Actually, maybe a little more pressure. Just, you know, I think the red zone has been an Achilles heel of ours of late. So, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's you know, obviously, you know, I'll, you know, get the stat, I guess, for converting the first down. But obviously, that starts up front.
You know, this team, when you think about the Ravens, they're a team that's usually not kind to running backs. And they have a great stat and a great streak of not allowing a 100-yard rusher. Why do you think they're so good against the run consistently?
I mean, there's a lot of factors. It's the obviously it's the scheme, the players in that scheme, and then the veteran leadership on the defense as a whole. So, you know, there's, you know, all those, you know, play a big factor in you know, keeping you know, offenses from getting that 100-yard rush.
And even though they, you know, you didn't get 100 yards rushing, but to get two rushing touchdowns against the Ravens, that's quite an accomplishment.
Hey, you know, we, you know, I know that's a, you know, it's a great stat and, you know, a testament to that defense. But, you know, at the same time, it's, you know, I think the only stat that really matters is the W. And, you know, for us, it's, you know, obviously, I don't, you know, maybe the stat wise, the backs didn't have a, you know, didn't have a great day, but you know, we won the game and we did what we needed to do to win.
Are you one of those people who believe that how many times you run is almost as important as how many yards you get per carry?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. I think it kind of depends on the you know, on the game situation and you know, what's you know, been presented to you, and you know, and I think that's, you know, part of you know, being a pro and being a good offense is being able to go kind of go with the ebb and flow of the game. Is, you know, if it turns into the like an aerial assault, then that's, you know, what we need to do. And if it's, you know, grinded out on the ground, that's, you know, again, I think we feel confident doing both.
What was the play on your touchdown run? What was the call? What did you see when you got the ball?
It was a pass alerted to a run, and obviously, you know, Tom had the look that we needed, and it was a draw, and obviously, you know, a draw allows you kind of a variety of holes you can that you can hit as far as, you know, just because the timing of the play. And it opened up backside and had, you know, Randy and, you know, Kevin Falk blocking downfield, and obviously up front it started with Steve Neal and Nick Kayser.
I'm sure the other backs on your team would say they learn a lot from you. What do you learn from the other backs on your team?
You know, I mean, there's, you know, I think there's tons of stuff to learn. I think you know, I mean, I've, you know, always said as soon as we signed Fred, it was, you know, this is his 12th year, Kevin's 11th, and my 10th. So, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of things you can learn. And, you know, and I think I mean, you see, like, even, you know, Fred, when he's falling forward, I mean, when he, you know, get the ball, he's trying to fall forward. But you kind of expect that from him just because he's, you know, a bigger physical guy. And then, but you see the same thing with Kevin, too. And, you know, I think he, you know, gets kind of the, you know, the scat roll or whatever, but, you know, he's still, like, you know, moving the pile like he's, you know, 220.
I was going to say, he's probably, for people who don't know, who just look at him from afar, he probably would surprise people with his strength.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's a thick, muscular, I mean, tough guy, and, you know, and he runs hard, and he's decisive.
You had 6 carries and 5 catches yesterday. Which mm-hmm. do you prefer?
Winning.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's winning.
Well, I was curious. The reason I asked that is we were kind of joking about looking at the carries on the team. Mm-hmm. And Lawrence and Fred had 7 each. You had 6. And then Tom Brady had 5.
Yeah.
When did he become a running threat on this football team?
When he needed to make a play. You know, it was good to see him, you know, kind of running around and, you know, like to see him slide a little sooner, but you know, he he's a tough guy. You know, he's not afraid to you know, to sling it out there, and he's really a tough guy, really tough hearted.
You talked about their scheme. What is it about the Ravens scheme? Is it more of an attacking scheme that allows them to be so stout against the run? What is it specifically, do you think?
It's both, I think. I think they you know, they can get after you with the blitz. So they can put pressure on the quarterback without blitzing. I think Suggs, you know, kind of leads that charge. And they've got a great secondary, so it kind of if they can put pressure on the quarterback just with four guys rushing, and you obviously got Ed Reed lurking back there. He's always a factor against the pass. You can rush four guys, and then you got, you know, Ray Lewis and, I mean, all the other veteran leadership they have back there. Even if you get through the first level, you still got to worry about them in the run game.
Can you almost tell what kind of defense you played against by how you feel on Monday morning?
I think.
Or are Monday mornings in general just not that great?
Just rough. Probably.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, it's, you know, it's a 3-hour car wreck, you know, so it's I think for the most part, everyone's pretty beat up on Monday and Tuesday, and then you try and nurse your wounds and get ready for Wednesday.
I'm sure you've had a chance to play in Denver in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Does it affect you? I mean, we hear about the Mile High and all that stuff. What's the effect on you?
Yeah, the times that I played, I was mainly on special teams, and maybe except for my my first year in Miami, actually, when I was carrying a little bit more. But I don't recall like all that big a difference. You know, it's I don't know if it's just preparation or what it is. I didn't really notice all that big a difference.
Yeah, they want you to think it's a big difference.
Psychological,
yeah,
almost. But,
maybe that's what it is, yeah.
But, you know, when they have good players, they're probably good at home. When they don't, you can deal with them at home,
yeah.
You know?
It might be. You know, I haven't really, you know, seen much of a difference. And, I don't know. I don't know where that
I can tell you, I saw a Denver Nuggets team that went 11-71 one year. And they played 41 games in Denver.
There was no home court advantage.
It didn't help them at all.
Yeah.
Hey, Lawrence at times can frustrate some folks with how he runs. And I think especially in comparison to watching you and Fred hit the hole. Mm-hmm. Is it at times just indecisiveness at the moment you get the ball? What is it?
Bring Lawrence in here and ask him. You know, I don't know. It's just different running styles, I guess. I don't know.
Because I read one of your offensive linemen, I think it was Logan, was talking about you in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we know that if we give Sammy any crease at all, mm-hmm. he's going to hit the hole hard.
Yeah.
And he's going to be going forward when he hits that crease. And I don't always get that sense from Lawrence that same mentality is there.
I don't know. I think for me personally, that's just kind of, you know, my motto. And, you know, maybe part of it is, you know, I don't have, you know, Lawrence and Kevin and those guys speed to, you know, to just, you know, get outside. And I, you know, maybe I'm forced to go downhill, but, you know, that I've always kind of, you know, just took the approach that, you know, second and six is better than, you know, second and eight or nine, you know, so it's, I'm always trying to fall forward and kind of safely get the extra yards, you know, not doing anything, you know, crazy with the ball, but, you know, just trying to fall forward and get those extra yards.
Safely meaning the ball, not you.
Yeah, well, both. Yeah, both.
More the ball than you got to worry about. Well, congratulations on the win, the touchdown, the fourth down conversion. You're going to be going for fourth downs every week now, I think, huh?
I don't know. Hopefully we can just put it in. Don't have to be put in that situation. But, you know, if they call my number, I'll be ready.
Appreciate it. Good to see you again.
Sir, no
Thanks. Sammy Morris joining us here.